Over the years, Hawaii 5-0 has already introduced you to the mysteries of international arm wrestling, frisbee golf and tug of war, all of them tough and uncompromising sports which are vying to rival football, ice hockey or baseball as the biggest games in the world.
Now today we are proud to present another athletic pursuit which looks set to storm the continents as perhaps the greatest game ever. It's called finger jousting. And from the World Finger Jousting Federation, we are proud to present Julian R. Gluck, the Lord of the Joust. Good afternoon, Julian.
Good morning, guys.
I'm sorry, good morning. Yeah, of course, you're calling from America, aren't you? Whereabouts is the WFJF based then?
Right now based out of LaGrange, Georgia, which is a pretty small town in the western state of Georgia.
What actually is finger jousting, Julian?
All right, finger jousting is basically a combative sport, where two competitors grasp their right hands together in an arm wrestling fashion and attempt to prod their opponent with their right index finger before the opposing player can. You try to strike different parts of the body, which are worth different amounts of points, but you can't touch the opponent's right arm, and you can't interfere with your left arm or your legs.
Okay, and as a sport, how was it kind of invented, so to speak? Who had the idea to joust with fingers in such a fashion?
From our research into our sports history, we believe that finger jousting is the accumulation of various similar games. It's around the 1970s on. We imagine it was made for to solve boredom for most guys, and it was based out of England originally.
Oh.
However, we have some historians believe that finger jousting was given by God to Moses and the Israelites around 1250 B.C. during the Exodus. This is known as the pseudo-history. And there's some texts that go along with this, such as the apocryphal Book of Phalanges.
Ah, the Book of Phalanges, right. And that talks about how Moses, kind of freeing the Israelites, and whilst they were, kind of there eating their unleavened bread and escaping from the oppression of their enemies, that they kind of finger jousted to pass the time, yeah?
Of course.
Yeah. Excellent. Well, that sounds magnificent. You say it was kind of maybe in the 70s, some of it came from England. How big a sport is it internationally? Is there a big finger jousting following in our country at the moment?
Right now, finger jousting is growing pretty well and pretty steadily. In England, it's still a pretty small effort. But thanks to our newest official member, Richard Gottfried, who is the first member out of England, he's helping it to grow in the British Isles quite well.
And obviously, with you doing interviews with people like us as well, hopefully it will spread the word too.
Definitely. The media outlet's great, and it helps so much with getting our point across.
Is it a dangerous sport? Do you wear protective clothing, stuff like that?
We do have some injuries that happen. The majority of them are friction burns, and we have guys twisted their wrists. And once in a while, when guys are finger jousting out in public, they'll knock into somebody and get a little bit of an injury right there.
And I mean, in terms of finger jousting, you say there's sometimes you do it out in public. I mean, I know when we look at some of the sports like martial arts, judo or karate, and the practices of those sports are supposed to make sure they don't do those kind of things in public because it could be dangerous to the untrained person. What about untrained people who watch a bit of finger jousting try and get involved? I mean, is it dangerous for people who've got no professional experience in it to do it?
It can be pretty dangerous. If you just go out there and start finger jousting, you might hyperextend your elbow, you might flip over and hurt yourself. We also get the occasional finger jousting poser, which is a person that grabs their right hand as if they were finger jousting and just pokes them with their left finger and says, "Oh, I got you." We usually try to eliminate these guys from competitions because they're jokes.
Is there a target area, or is the whole, are they standing up, are they standing, are they?
Basically, you try to hit the head, which in a point play competition is worth 3 points. The chest, back, and neck is worth 2, and the legs and left arm are 1. The right arm you would joust with is worth 0. It's a penalty.
Right.
And in terms of that, where you can hit, how you can play, what are the, are there any, there must be, I should imagine, some real rules and etiquette of competition. What are some of your basic rules?
We do. We have a 4-part code of conduct, which is respect, decorum, indisturbance, and manicure. Basically, you have to be an honorable competitor, present yourself well, try not to disturb innocent bystanders in finger jousting, and keep your fingers at an appropriate length. You can't let go of your opponent's hand when you're finger jousting, and you can't interfere with your legs or left.
What about are the eyes? Is that a no-go area?
We have a problem every once in a while with a guy getting jousted in the eye.
Mm.
So we do ask that people wear goggles, and sometimes we ask for groin protection in certain competitions.
In terms of that, you say that, you know, you ask people not to do things that, you know, that might be dangerous. What other kind of, I mean, is finger jousting prone to other scandals, you know, drugs maybe, match fixing, that kind of thing?
We haven't had any problems with drugs and match fixing so far, but we have had some problem with renegade finger jousters who've opposed the organization in our benevolent effort. We've also had some pretty poor web hosts for our website, fingerjoust.com. And we've also had the never-ending problem of spam hitting our servers. But mostly it's been a pretty good effort. We haven't had too much problem.
I like the idea of renegade finger jousts. They kind of, you know, like banditos. They go around the country setting up alternative finger joust competitions and laughing in the face of the WFJS.
That's exactly right. We've had some guys out of a few obscure countries and states that have tried to set up efforts, but all of them haven't done so well so far.
Is it amateur or is it professional? Is there money to be made at it?
Right now we're considering it professional, amateur, pro-am, because no one could really live off of finger jousting at this point, which would be a professional. And then we have guys who take this to another level, which would be beyond amateur. So right now we just consider it pro-am.
Is there any sort of celebrity jousters that we might have heard of?
We have had some finger jousters who've been to a lot of events and do a lot of stuff with the WFJF. Most of them go by jousting ring names. We've got a guy named Darth Bob, a guy named Pop Gun, a gentleman named Weekly Aaron who helps a lot. So we've got some repeat offenders, if you could say, that come a lot to the competitions.
And what about yourself? I mean, you are the lord of the joust. How did you go about becoming the Lord of the Joust? It's a fairly, fairly elevated position, I would imagine.
Well, when I came upon finger jousting, I was acting in a play, and at one of the rehearsals, one of the actors was showing us all this really cool game he called finger jousting. He said he heard about it in England, and so I started doing it, thought it was awesome, and I looked on the internet, and there was no information on finger jousting, and no one had ever heard of it. So I decided to start the WFJF and to spearhead the project. So that's how I came about being the Lord of the Jousts.
I understand you actually help and look after the local community as well.
Yes.
That's a vigilante-type role.
We do. We're sort of like knights in the olden days.
Yeah.
We've done a lot through donations to various groups. We've donated to local sports associations, medical funds in the arts around Federation headquarters. We've also made small donations to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and the Children's Miracle Network.
Right, so it's not like, I have this picture in my head of you being a bit like guardian angels, like kind of, you know, riding around on the subways and protecting people who were, you know, with your finger jousting skills, who were under threat. It's not like that then?
No, we're not like superheroes. Oh. But we do try to promote athleticism and healthy competition in youth.
Now, this is one out of left field. If finger jousting like was going to be a band, let's say if baseball were something like U2 or the Rolling Stones, you know, like kind of a massive band that bestrides the whole world, what kind of band would finger jousting be and why?
I'd have to say finger jousting would be the Beach Boys, because it's a bit campy but enjoyable.
Plenty of longevity. You've been going for quite a long time as well, haven't you? And like kind of everybody knows about you, but perhaps maybe aren't that keen to take part. But when they actually do take part, they find out how much fun it is.
Oh yeah, we've had guys who've taken a look at finger jousting and wrote it off as something ridiculous. But once they tried, they really enjoy it because it's a good competition. It's a good form of exercise, and it's a fun thing to do when you're bored with your.
And are you the Brian Wilson of finger jousting? Are you? Without the beard in the sandbox.
You could definitely say that. I don't surf, though.
And Olympic sport, perhaps? Is that an aim, an ambition?
We've looked at the International Olympic Committee in the past to see what kind of parameters are needed to become an Olympic-recognized sport. Right now, we're not big enough at this time, but if we get enough support, hopefully we can join the IOC in the future.
Julian, it's been absolutely fascinating talking to you. Thank you very much indeed for spending the time. Are you off to do some finger jousting a bit later today, are you?
Oh, definitely. Always up for a joust.
Good man. Well, Jeff and I are jousting in honour of you right now in the studio. And if people want to find out more about the WFJF, run the website past us again.
All right, the website is www.fingerjoust.com.
Magnificent. And there's a bit of a podcast on there as well, isn't there, where people can like kind of download it and listen to Finger Jousting on their MP3 players.
Oh, we do. We've got some media information on there that they can check out.
Magnificent. Well, Julian, thanks so much for your time.
Oh, thank you.